Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Okay, Okay, We're Listening. Today we are here live. All of us are in the studio, or should we
Woo-hoo!
Say?
Hey.
I thought I was doing an intro.
Yo, you're doing an intro.
I'm
keep on
going.
Let me do the intro.
I have to say, hey, I'm here, baby. I'm New York now, man.
So Greg
Graham is in the building. Greg, my big brother. Greg Graham is back in the building.
Here you go. There we go.
In case you missed the barbecue yesterday, that's all good. We appreciate everybody that showed up and they showed out, that cooked for us. Thank you for all adhering to the come through and bring something with you policy, because we definitely had the energy to kick you out. So without any further ado, absolutely, God, we had the energy. And it was definitely enough of us there. So listen, though, I want to, without further ado, I want to introduce our panel, of course. My
what
big
up,
brother.
What up? I'm here, baby. I'm here.
Your name is?
Greg.
That's
come on,
right.
Man. Stop it.
Greg.
I'm here,
in
baby.
Capital Green
Line. Stop it.
Right.
Stop it. I'm here.
And
let's
we have,
go.
We have the lovely.
Odetta, stop that. I'm here, baby. Stop that. Odetta, show me
that. Hey, boom.
And right, Odetta, baby. Will you please introduce? We have a special guest. Odetta, please introduce.
My lovely friend, Shameda.
She looks just like me.
Shameda, welcome.
Yeah. They look just alike, too. They look exactly alike.
No.
Yeah, I thought that was her daughter, Marty.
Because I
was
that
yesterday.
No, baby.
I just, you said you're going to bring your daughter to the cookout, and she didn't come. I thought this was your daughter. So stop it.
They look exactly like in the face.
Exactly alike. You tight?
And he's clear in the face.
You tight?
You know what?
What? Come on, don't do that, Odetta. Come on, we
gave her a hug,
you, baby.
Y'all,
it's true. We love you, baby.
Like, Odetta, what? It wasn't Odetta though.
Mommy.
But listen, but
hi.
But she had a, so what
and we brought her back today.
We brought her back today. Two days in a row. Yes, we need that energy today. Yes.
I'm
so
sorry.
We're going to talk about today. We have a very important topic. Our topic exactly is, Greg, would you like to announce our topic,
what
sir?
What type of marriage are you looking for?
What type of marriage are you looking for? That is the question or the topic. Yes, that is it. And we're hot today, reporting live from Odetta's.
From a dentist.
More caliente.
Odetta is sweating bullets.
2 days in a row. And who's there? The three of you. Bow.
We make you sweat, girl. We make you sweat.
Work.
Let's get into it, homie.
So there's one married person on the show. Which
hey,
is,
that's me. I'm
Craig.
17 strong.
He's washed.
Yeah, 17 strong.
So,
well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Right,
thank
cut
you.
It out.
You still right. Got a beautiful smile, though. I still flirt.
Relax.
I know.
Relax.
I can't.
Doctor just wired his brain back.
He just got bring up every time. Soon as I get any play, he got to talk about that. Man. What's wrong with you, man? Can I get a spotlight a little bit? Can you relax?
I know.
Come on, relax.
So let's get into the topic. That's very important. Get into marriage for a purpose or for love. So which side are you on? Are you doing this for the love? Or are you doing it because you need some help?
Hey, remind people they can call in.
No, we don't want them calling in yet. No. Don't call in. We're going to mess up the flow.
Yeah.
We're gonna let us...
You don't have to answer, but they can.
No. I didn't even post the number.
Like,
that No, so what?
We don't care. We change up all the time, Odetta.
I follow the drummer.
We just change up, Odetta. That's what we do. That's what we do.
So listen, again, I'm going to have to bring the show back on track. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to make sure that we're focusing on the question.
Really? You don't want to focus? He's focusing today?
Somebody's got to be the adult here.
Really?
Absolutely.
You?
Right.
Wow, because you got all the gray hair, homie.
Why not?
You got all the gray hair, homie. All right, whatever, man.
Listen, so, bring your wisdom.
Let's bring the wisdom. No, let's just bring the question, then you guys can
answer. All right, let's do it then.
So, the question again is, so marriage for purpose or for love?
For love.
So, let's start with the women. They always say ladies first. So, Odetta?
Well, let's see. I like a balance. It has to be a nice balance. Gotta love you. To bring on the purpose, to learn your purpose. So it has to be a nice little mix of everything.
So is it your purpose or both of y'all's
purpose? Both, a mutual purpose.
Okay. Maida.
I don't even know.
Maida, we're going to lie. Maida, if you want to lie,
whoa, she's switching up on us. She don't know.
No, for love.
For love? Explain yourself on that. You just love.
I love, love.
Well, don't whisper it. Say it. Yeah, love, just say it. Say it with your chest. Project.
I love, love.
All right, that's what I'm talking about
me
then.
Too.
Now say it with
I
your heart.
I love how you love
say
it
with your heart. Stick your chest out.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest, baby.
Breathe, baby. Breathe.
Let him breathe.
Let him go.
Now?
Out. Yeah. I'm better. Please.
First up.
Just to piggyback on that idea, Odetta.
Love and love.
Love and love. Do you love for love? Do you get married for love? Or do you get married because you need somebody? Or you need something from somebody?
I just said I need both.
She needs both.
I need a little love and a little bit more purpose.
Go ahead, keep going. We're listening.
Why are you getting
why? Why did I get married?
Oh, no, we're not there yet. Hold on. We're not there yet. Let's get there.
We're not a gap no more.
We're not
there.
Yeah, you're.
Damn. And you're not married?
No. Hold on. You need to take on one battle at a time, Shorty.
Yeah, because I'm really
okay.
I'm a lot.
Well,
why'd I get married? I'm a lot. That's a good question. When I got married, it was just for love. I think that was the wrong thing to do. You have to have a purpose. If you don't have a purpose, when love fails or money's short, things come up, and then all of a sudden you guys are at each other's throat. And you don't understand why you're with each other. So if you have a purpose, you could go further with that, for me.
So more of like a team, like you guys are reaching for a common
goal. Absolutely.
By the way, your wedding was dope.
That was like 17 years
shout
ago.
Shout out to the coach. Yo, your wedding was dope. You got to understand. So, nah, it says the hotel. The hotel was crazy.
My kids always come first, their priority.
Mm-hmm.
You deal with them and you mess with them, you'll find out quicker in a hurry.
Damn right.
But no, I'm a family man and I'm committed to a common goal. We have a common goal, and that's to put our children in a better position so that they can teach their children, so that we can have generational wealth. That's very important, especially at this point in time for our people.
Right.
And
legacy.
Yeah, legacy, exactly. Legacy is very important. So I'll constantly speak on that. And some of the ways that you go about doing that, which are very important, mm-hmm. things that also need to be talked about. I guess, we'll save that for another show because we want to
focus. Most likely.
Yeah.
But hold on, man.
Yeah.
You very serious. Yes.
Today?
Like,
I'm
I'm all over the place right now. I'm like, who are you?
You're back? 2000
and yeah. I got to get up?
I do. Wait,
we're
going to commercial.
No, no, we're good. Keep on rocking. Keep on rocking. Keep on rocking. Keep on rocking. But, yo, he could have answered the question, though. No. So, for a purpose.
Yeah, and love. You got to love the person, because if you don't love, there's no purpose.
Right.
Fuck am I doing here if there's no, right. I don't love you?
That's his business.
Yeah, that's
I know, like, in a lot of different cultures, like in India, they do it so they can benefit their family. So a father and another father will get their daughter and son together and say, hey, I want to make wealth. They get them together, and they grow up.
You're speaking about arranged marriage, right? Before, right?
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, that's, I think that's crazy that...
How would you feel if you were...
Who the fuck?
I don't know if it doesn't even guess. That's becoming hard, buddy. Yo, Tana, where you get this person from? Yo,
they
all in, ain't she?
Like, how would you feel
if
your parents
didn't walk with
it?
My man. I don't know
what
to do about this, man.
They asked for it.
Yo, it's just Aaron. It's the combo.
Special guest.
Wow.
Invited guest.
Wow. Which is Eisner.
What you didn't do, Hotch?
You
didn't
show up there.
Speak up. The homely ass, get the mic. Go ahead,
how would you feel?
You got a beautiful smile. Yes, yeah, beautiful smile.
If you were set up for an arranged marriage, how would you feel?
How would I feel? Who's gonna do that though?
Really?
You talking about me? Who's gonna do that?
If Imani was in India,
who's gonna set me up?
Arranged marriage, my mind.
Yeah, you gotta really set the stage.
Ooh,
but who's gonna do that for me? You're right, but even in India, who's gonna do that to me?
Oh my God! If you were Indian,
yeah, who's gonna do that?
Body's back.
Who's gonna do that?
I just met you yesterday, but I know you.
And
so you know everybody, huh?
Like, guess what? Yesterday, today, the day after yesterday, tomorrow.
All right. So let's get back to you. So. Amadi, you say for love and purpose.
Who's going to arrange for me to do anything?
You see what you did?
Who's gonna...
I'm sorry, man.
I just said take shirts off. It's so hot in here. That's all I said.
Hands and draw first. Then we move on. Okay.
All right, go first.
So, what was the question again? I have a movie, so that's gonna charge on the phone. I'm always prepared. Absolutely. So, what was the question again?
That's the cranberry juice. I'm over. I'm dying.
No, like now.
No. You got to get in there. I'm sorry, homie. You might have to get up and get it yourself, homie.
Nah, you're right.
You messed that up.
I appreciate it.
All right, so Odetta, let me ask you with this. You know, so this purpose thing, what does that mean to you? What are you trying to do? Are you just thinking about next 5 years? Are you thinking about when you get older?
If I'm getting married, yeah. I'm thinking about life.
The whole shebang, right? How do you plan
that? I'm not married now. I've engaged twice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And
was it after 6 months?
Definitely after 6 months. Mm-hmm. Definitely was. Well, the first one. Second one was about 6 months. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I guess I'll put it on real quick. Yeah,
look at
that ring.
Here's the pose right after, right?
Yeah, you know that 4 years.
But what I'm really actually what I'm trying to draw to is like when I got married, I didn't think about being 40. I was 25, 23. Mm-hmm. Only thing I was thinking about, I got a woman. She's going to be with me every night. We're going to make this, make that. But you don't think about when you're 40, 50, 60. You know, how do you prepare for that? How do you look at that and say, okay, this is my purpose? Like, I look at Martin Luther King or I look at Malcolm X. Mm-hmm. You know, they was married to a woman that was a very strong woman. And they knew what they was married into. You know what I mean? They knew the struggle that was going to be facing them. So what are you looking forward to when you say you're going to get married for purpose? What are you trying to do for your future?
Piggybacking on Hamadi, mm-hmm. legacy, like someone you want to build your life with around and you're considering your future, your kids, their future, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not married, though. I don't even know. I'm still trying to figure the shit out.
Sure. Yes, let me help
basically,
you out. So I got you.
I'm really trying to figure it out.
So that's what I'm here
like
for.
Like I said, I was a
that's
kid.
What you that's what I'm here for. I got you. I'm going to help you out. So
I didn't commit to it and jump the groove because I didn't feel like my purpose was being that right.
That makes sense.
Right. So, more importantly.
Were you listening to him?
No,
he was. He was already talking.
I already had a whole conversation
great.
In my head, and I was like, yeah.
Oh, Lord. That's how we do.
Well, it's hard, you know, like, all right, let's be honest. So you got to be in a situation to speak on it, right? So
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about my situation, and I think about, so what's important to me, right? The future,
yeah.
the legacy of the children, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be with somebody that's going to be able to take care of the children, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's very important. You
yeah.
don't want your son, daughter's mother out here being reckless. You want her to be, you know, thinking about the children's future in terms of, you know, that I have to grow up like this is my mom.
Right.
You know what I mean? Things
mm-hmm.
like that. But more importantly, she wants us to show them and be a positive role model that she handles business first and foremost. The family is first and foremost. The children are first and foremost, even above me. You know, and that was very important. So when you're choosing somebody to do that with, that really needs to take precedent above everything else. Because if you just fall in love, you're going to take your goofy ass down a path that's going to be very expensive mentally and financially.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely wouldn't recommend that. So just being straightforward and honest. Take your time. Make sure that she's somebody that's not going to be arrested on a Friday,
see,
you know, hanging
months.
Out at the club or whatever.
See, always come back to my 6 months.
Well, Dad is stuck on a 6 month thing. You guys really need to understand. It's almost a 2-year-old every 4 months. So, she could.
Not everyone's
average.
6 months.
Oh, man.
That's, I don't need, do you want to give us numbers on that?
A good nice 6 months of being together, hanging out, getting to know each other. You can learn a lot about the person, right? How it works, how they
think. I guess
I'll
just say about that, but I don't want to say anything.
Well, I'm sticking to that 6 months because every time we talk, we come back to taking time. So I think it's one great.
You got engaged twice.
I did.
I know the bride had to wait
6 months
young,
to find out.
Young,
okay, I'm done. Made it.
21 and.
I don't want you to beat me up. Like
Maida says she's single. Before. Let's see what Maida's
you could get it.
I could get
still
it.
Yo, Dada, you babysitting that shot. Stop playing games.
Stop playing,
Dada.
Drink.
Man,
damn.
You play too much.
Damn. Really?
Who is it?
Who
is
it?
Don't
do it. Stop playing games.
Maida.
Yes, we are.
No, we don't.
Why? We got nothing with her.
Go invited
her. Hold on, Maida.
Go invited her.
All this is sexy as hell, but you don't have to do all that. Yes, we do all that. Nah, that don't work for me, mama. Come on.
You know you
so how do you feel
I
about
do.
What's
I
your...
Do like
I, do.
Like
I do. I do.
Like
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
No, you don't.
Before
it.
My car.
Do
yeah, do it. Do it. Do it now.
So, Maida, so let's... what do you think? Since you're single, where do you stand on this marriage for love? I mean, do you think you'd fall in love and be like, oh, I want to be with you forever, and I'm going to wake up with you, and nice white picket fence, and, you know, we have a dog and kids and all that? Or are you thinking that, you know, we really need to handle business just so we can have a roof over our heads and raise these children and have a good education, and quite possibly they can take care of us in the future?
Well, why do you do that, man? You made it seem like one answer was completely bad, and the other one she has to go to.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what you did.
You talking about real cute person.
Hey, man, what the hell is that about, man?
I don't know if you can answer the question.
I'm
your goofy ass on if you try to be in love.
I love you.
I love you, Kamani.
Kamani.
I love you, Kamani.
You're so stupid. What if she's listening? Stop.
No, man.
You're
I don't
so
care.
Stupid.
I don't care. She can listen all she wants.
Oh, God. Inside joke.
You're
good.
I was like, inside is on my way.
Go ahead, smile. I wish you guys could see her smile so beautiful. Come on, look at her. Mm, yeah.
Go ahead, just a bit.
Rolling the eyes too with that smile. Love.
They're trying to distract you. Don't let them do it. I was in love for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Don't be getting teary eyed on us. Cut
the shit.
Yeah.
I know, man. You got an emotional hang of
paper, man.
Come on.
I'm just saying. I was
there
for a very long time, and I just school. I love the whole thing. Yeah. But, you know, we made things work.
Yeah.
We made things work.
Yeah.
We were close
yeah.
to where you were.
Yeah.
Where she was.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know. But now I'm like, that's what you need for the table.
Well, now's the purpose.
Okay.
Yeah. So you changed her mind. She changed her mind 15 minutes.
She wants to love.
Right.
That would be great.
Right.
But because I'm older, I already know.
Go Cowboy. You're going to be
no
so let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
I'm curious.
Go ahead.
Do you think, and if you think, you will actually realize that time has come? Because it seems to sound like that you're still looking for love. But you understand that you need to do this for a purpose. But see, love ain't going to get you there if you're looking for love. You got to focus on the purpose.
That's
what Hamadi
is right there.
Yeah, man. He got
serious.
Yeah, who's
fucking
with you?
I was going to
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You goddamn right, I'm right. Yeah.
We're right. You're right. We got to. Yo, a woman thinks you're right, son. A woman thinks you're right, son. Yo.
Y'all
didn't
even know.
No,
I commercial
anytime, baby. Yo,
Odetta
never says we're right.
I hope y'all were listening to that.
Yo, Odetta never says we're right. No. Oh, that's a plot? Do that ego stroking thing,
I know that
man.
She put the Don Julio away.
Yeah,
she
put.
Bring him out.
So. So, you going to get the Don Julio? I ain't drinking, so I ain't hearing it.
Let me ask you this question. Let me just finish. Go ahead and do what we're doing.
I ain't asked you a question yet. I'm going to ask you, get the Don Julio. That's the question I asked you, because the ladies want Don Julio.
Bro.
It's hot in there. They might take shirts off.
Bro, let them
work. Get the Don Julio. Can't take care of my kids anymore. My wife has to switch from being a housewife to being a breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
We never planned for that.
Right.
So how do you prepare yourself for that, you know, for that stress, for that trauma and all that, if you don't, you know, really have that purpose saying, okay, I want to get to here. Like, for instance, we started off, you know, I'll be successful. I was making over 6 figures.
Mm-hmm.
I already have my 4 houses. Once you get past that, what do you do next? What's the purpose after that? You got to keep on making up new goals within
right,
the relationship.
That's marriage,
so,
right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm bringing that back to you. You know, once you get into that relationship and you have those goals, you have your purpose, and you fulfill them, what do you do next?
You make them
continue.
I didn't say Hamadi.
What are you talking about?
Hold on, man.
Yo, man, you're not from my nut sack, man.
True.
You're not my seed.
Answer the question.
You're not my seed, man. You're not my feet. I'll take care of you. Oh, there. Now,
you lucky you handicapped. Go ahead, man.
I ain't handicapped. I got a purpose. No. I got a purpose. It's not love anymore. It's purpose.
All right, Tony Robbins.
Guan, baby.
It's
hot.
Perfect.
Hot, baby.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to glisten.
You are.
You see me glistening?
Yes, I see it
all over my body.
Every inch. Every inch.
Well, I guess that's where I feel the love part comes in. Thank you. You can't solely have it based on purpose.
Yeah. You've
got to have some love there to stick in through the hard times,
right.
such as your situation.
Yeah, yeah.
More than because of love.
A lot of people, bow, recognize it, more than time,
okay.
and beat it.
Okay.
So you have to have some love.
Yeah.
Well, I got to imagine with some time, too. You know, love time.
It's got to be from love.
Got to be from love. I'm easy to give up.
You easy to get love?
Yeah, to get love.
Before I get this to you, Amon, I need to have a definition of what love is. Because we keep on saying this word, and everybody has different definitions.
Yes.
So what is the definition of mating for you? Think about that, right? Yeah.
I was like,
dang,
but it's
just, y'all keep on saying the word love.
But I'm doing other stuff.
Can I talk
again?
Not yet. Now, I want to hear the ladies talk.
Commitment.
I know where you go with it, because me and you think alike. I'm sorry, Maiden. Say that again, baby girl.
Exactly.
You just smile. You just smile, too.
Shut up.
I know.
Exactly what she said.
Yeah, shut up. Please shut up again.
She's trying to be low.
Now they doing us. Come on.
Y'all done? Y'all done playing around?
Yeah.
Because y'all playing around with
it. No. I want to hear the answer. Don't get him off the hook. No, you didn't. What's the definition of love?
Love is a feeling.
A feeling? An action? What kind of action? Seriously.
An action where you have to actively participate in the feeling.
And what feeling?
Love.
See, you're going back and forth with the same thing. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Go back and forth from the feeling.
That was a good answer. No, listen. That was a good answer. It was verbiage. Other than that, it was bullshit.
No, it's because
I'm not
on the floor.
No, I don't want the floor.
No, because you had your answer.
You want to be on the floor.
I'm better.
So, back.
Nobody knows what love is. We don't know what love is.
So here we go. The answer is that what Greg said. Everybody has their own definition, but the problem is that the reality is that you don't have an answer in your own head of what love is, clearly states that you're in search of something that you can't grasp because you don't have a definition of what you're looking for.
Okay, Dr. Phil. Thank you, sir. That's what I was going with.
All right, can we hear y'all?
Awkward pause.
I
want to
hear
y'all. Hold on, I feel like we're at a Trump press conference. How you know? That was major. That was major.
It was. So enlighten me.
No, you tell us what you're here for.
I need to learn. What are you?
What is your definition of love? And I'll tell you.
I can't figure that.
Yeah, this is on you. What is?
I'm looking at
you.
You're the caller. Come on, ladies.
And too often they look for somebody to bail them out. So even on top of
Maddie, her smile is gone now, Maddie. That's your fault, man. You went too far to the edge. We was there, Maddie. You took it over the edge. She was smiling.
Love it. Sacrifice.
Maddie, want to make you smile again? Hey, baby.
Come on.
It's my big dreamy eyes.
I'm good.
All right, we'll talk
about it. We'll talk about it later.
Ooh, I love her.
He tried it.
He did try it. I wouldn't have done that.
He tried it.
I tried something else.
What you want to try?
I don't know.
Hold up, you're mad.
Calm down.
Why would you shut down this?
This
is where you talk. You can't be a special guest and not be special.
Right.
I'm gonna give you my
definition of that.
Thank you, Greg.
Since you was looking at me like five times, while Maddie was like, really? Your Maddie was like this. And also, he's looking at me like this.
Craig, save me.
I got you, baby. I got you. I got you, bro. I got you, bro.
No, but this show is in order to enlighten.
Yeah,
so
it is.
Stuff, so why would you take it? Why would you take it as I just caught a body?
What? I did.
Yeah, I just caught a body.
I'm out, man.
So are you going to get the definition now or where?
Hold on, now you're rushing us? Like, we asked you guys the question. I asked both these ladies the question.
They've been reincarnated.
Now you're talking. Now you're rushing me. Now you're rushing me.
We all wise men.
Oh, now you got back to Stroking Eagle.
Gemma.
Back to Stroking Eagle.
Did she just say Gemma?
Oh,
did she just say enjoy the story? I don't mind if I do.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I see the all in.
Oh, my God.
All right.
All right, so, guys.
So, for Odetta's twin. Not a daughter anymore.
I'll be back.
To me, Amadi might have a different answer, but for me, love is respect, honor, someone that
you
can trust.
You're not reading it.
No, I'm not. This is me. This is me.
You
asked for the answer. You gotta get that one. You try to be real with those money. You try to be real. And this is what they do. Talking about breathing.
Oh, you.
With the smile at them. There you go. Now,
see
that bullshit. You see that bullshit in this it's like, yeah, that's like chapter
okay,
three.
Okay, start from the beginning.
That's chapter
scroll
three.
Back up. Start from the
yes, baby. Thank you, Sue. My ego's a stroke. I could talk again. Sweating like a mother. You stay off shirts, though.
Boy, first.
Same time?
Yeah, same time.
All right. So, like I said, trustworthy, respect, honest, I guess, all those attributes you're supposed to have for someone that you genuinely like. You won't rob, you won't steal, you won't act a fool. Oh, you can't act a fool, but it's all in love. So that's my definition. And if you don't have that, you don't have the respect, you don't have the honor, you don't have anything with that person. I don't know what your definition is.
My definition of love?
Yeah.
Somebody that can hold everything down when shit's gonna get hot. Like, that's just real. I mean, I've been in situations where calls gotta be made, people gotta be get in touch with, and, things gotta happen. And you gotta make sure that you're with somebody that's gonna ride, somebody that's not gonna play around and play games. Somebody that's your best friend, somebody that you could joke with, somebody that you could spend time on a yacht with. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
just,
a yacht. If you can't spend time, if you don't have a yacht, you don't have love. If you don't have a yacht, you don't have love. That's right, what you're
saying. Just follow me, though. So these are things that I actually do. So,
slow. Why are you doing that? Stop flexing your. Yo, you be flexing your mother going through like, yo, calm down, bud. Calm down. I believe you, man. I believe you. Go ahead, he's still there.
My man. There's certain things that are more attractive, I don't need a chick that's going to be half full. I need her, to be conservative,
All right, hold on.
Just,
she could be half close to me. Go ahead.
It's not about you, but it's okay. I understand what it's like being the youngest of four children, so I get it.
Exactly.
So you got to have your time.
I'm with
her. That's fine. I just don't have time for everybody gawking at her.
That's
you know what
I mean?
Oh, you talking
about
that? Yeah, I don't need that.
My bag. I thought you were talking about that.
At home.
So this brings up another.
Hold on. I'm listening to you. So I heard something. I got to get it out. And I'm going to let you go back to it. Odetta, aren't you home?
Yeah.
Why you not butt naked? See, I heard that. I had to let it go. Continue, please. I'm sorry. I heard something.
No, because I know. Listen. So this is a show. This is a show that we designed for women to be able to hear men's opinions, in like the purest form. So I'm not gonna sugarcoat shit. I'm not gonna hold back. So like a couple things that in terms of marriage, guys are trying to consider somebody for marriage. I mean, some guys might like that their girl has a lot of attention, but in reality, no, because she wants the attention. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Dudes are going to give it
all day long.
So listen, so
I'm not slow and I'm not stupid, far from it. And so even for my wifey, like, I'm going to be respectful, but I know if I walk past something crazy, she's going to turn around and be like, yeah, I know you saw that. And I'm going to laugh and be like, what the fuck
you
think I'm going to do?
I'm talking for you.
You saw it, right? So that's a given. Like, but I don't want that to be my girl. The one I'm walking with, that's who I want to be my girl. The one that's going there.
Eye candy, like, okay.
Yeah, that's for somebody else. Mm-hmm. I don't need the eye candy. I'm good because that's a fight. I don't got the patience for that. And somebody's going to try you. Trust me, you're not the biggest dude. You're not the, you know what I'm saying? Somebody always has more heart than you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if somebody get a cup of courage, it's over.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to be like, oh, I'm going to, you know, nah, it's not happening. Just go on with yourself. I'm trying to take my kids and wife you out.